They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Biggest trade gap in more than 7 years. Is this the end of China's explosive economic growth? Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz is with us from Shanghai this morning. Hey, Rob.
Good morning.
What kind of things are ad companies finding out about us?
Quite a lot. Pretty much your web browsing behavior. And then what they've been doing is adding to those files by buying data about your income, lifestyle, how many cars you have, how many kids, and trying to match those two data sets. And the amount of data keeps increasing. Now they're collecting data from your cell phone, television. You know, pretty soon there won't be anything that won't be collecting data about you.
So what is this?
Hey, Steve.
So the Chinese bought more stuff from outside the country than they sold. That story doesn't sound right.
Yeah, it usually goes the other way around. I mean, China's exports were down considerably last month. And here's something new. This winter, we've seen imports to China rising steadily. And that's proof that Chinese consumers are buying more cars, more gas to fuel those cars, more iPads, more of everything. And that's a good sign for American companies hoping to do more business in China. The flip side of this news for the U.S. is that it's going to be more difficult for politicians in Washington to criticize China for an undervalued currency if China continues to narrow that trade gap with the U.S. But whether or not China will continue to see a trade deficit is still an open question because there's a big caveat. This data was from February, the month of the Lunar New Year.
So, all right, so the holiday is big enough to shift an economic indicator like this?
This one is. The Chinese spent most of February celebrating the New Year, so economists think one of the reasons we didn't see much export activity was because the factories here were empty. Everyone went home, but apparently they had time to shop. But the bottom line is that we'll know a lot more next month when the numbers from March come out.
All right, Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz from Shanghai. Rob, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are way down this morning, off more than 1.5% in some cases. Oil prices have fallen a bit as investors try to figure out how much rising gas prices are hurting the global economic recovery. Black gold still trading above $101 a barrel. And more people applied for first-time jobless benefits last week. Initial unemployment claims were up by 26,000.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing retirement solutions in the U.S. that can help to guarantee income for life. AllianzUSA.com. By CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the Knowledge Effect.
A couple of powerful senators are circulating an internet privacy bill. Reports are this morning Arizona Republican John McCain and Massachusetts Democrat John Kerry want, among other things, to force companies to seek permission before sharing personal information on the web. They'll bring up the idea at the Senate Commerce Committee hearing coming up next week. Well, Julia Angwin is a tech reporter for The Wall Street Journal, and she's with us this morning from Washington. Good morning.
Good morning.
What kind of things are ad companies finding out about us?
Quite a lot. Pretty much your web browsing behavior. And then what they've been doing is adding to those files by buying data about your income, lifestyle, how many cars you have, how many kids, and trying to match those two data sets. And the amount of data keeps increasing. Now they're collecting data from your cell phone, television. You know, pretty soon there won't be anything that won't be collecting data about you.
So what is this proposal then from Senators Kerry and McCain do about that?
They're basically establishing some rights around what data can people collect and under what circumstances. And the two biggest changes are basically that companies would have to give you access to your data. So if you called them up and said, what do you know about me? They would have to tell you. They currently don't. And the other thing is that they can't resell your data to some other person without asking your permission.
I can't imagine, though, you know, these ad companies are going to find a way to get around that, right?
You know, I don't think actually most people are really worried about the advertising. I think that the concern is, who are they selling that to later? If they sell it to your health insurer, if they sell it to government to do analysis about you. I think a lot of the concerns about data collection are about where it's going to end up, yeah. Not so much about the current state of play, which is where marketers are showing you ads for things you like.
And what do we do if we don't want this kind of data collected? What can we do right now before any legislation is passed?
Well, the easiest thing to do is to install some software on your computer that blocks tracking. It'll keep all these trackers off your machine. And then the second thing you could do, which is a lot harder, is try to get out of all these databases that contain your income and all those are really hard to get out of. You can hire somebody, basically, like a company like Reputation.com, to try to get you out of them, or you could write letters to all of them saying, take me out of there.
Julia Angwin, tech writer for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks.
Thank you.
Something going on in Washington today. A Senate committee will consider a Republican proposal to repeal the new standards that have us transitioning to energy-efficient light bulbs. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Eve Troe reports.
5 years ago, President George W. Bush signed a law that set a new bar for light bulbs, just as other laws had done for home appliances.
Refrigerators, clothes washers, toilets.
Kateri Callahan leads the Alliance to Save Energy.
Do we want to go back to the refrigerators of the 1970s that were smaller, that didn't work as well, and used about 75% more energy? I don't think so. And why would we want to do it on light bulbs?
She says incandescent bulbs don't make sense. You know how they get hot to the touch? That's 90% of the bulb's energy being wasted. Under the current law, bulbs have 2 years to perform better, or they'll get phased out. The Bulb Act would keep inefficient lights on store shelves. A surprising opponent to the Bulb Act, the lighting industry. Fred Haber runs Eastern Energy Services.
This is government regulation that was sorely needed, which also creates jobs.
Jobs in research, engineering, and manufacturing, as companies like his have invested in new lighting technology. I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.
Hey, check us out online at marketplace.org. You can share your thoughts with us there. Also, follow me on Twitter at Radio Chio. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
You put in the time and the hard work, and eventually it pays off. That's how the American dream is supposed to work, isn't it?
We've grown up believing that if we work hard and strive for our dreams, they will come true. And I believed that.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Sometimes things don't go according to plan. That story next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.